Okay, today's daf is Shabbos Kuf Chaf Hey, and we'll talk a little bit about another muksa topic, muksa lachatzoyin, maybe a little bit about basis adavar ha'asur again, which we spoke about a couple of months ago back in the parakira. But the Mishnah says here in Shabbos Kuf Chaf Hey Man Halif Ha'even Shebe Kiruya, if somebody puts a stone in a shell of a gourd, of a melon, because they want to use it as a pail to put down in the water, right? Rashi says, Dalas Yevesha Chalula, it's hollow, umamalim b'mayim, you fill it with water. Umitok shikala einasho eves, but because it is light, it's going to float, and it's not going to work well. So in order to weigh it down, one puts a stone in there so that you can actually use it for a pail to draw water. So what's the issue here? The issue is a stone is muksa. A stone is muksa machmas gufo. So are you allowed to use this on Shabbos? So imamalin bavein ofelis, if you use it and it doesn't fall out, it's connected very well, it's tied down very well, so then fine, mamalin bav, then you could use it. Why? Because then l'chora, it has the status of a kli. You're not worried, Vim La, Vein Mamalan, but if not, but then it's like other stones. Rashi, Vein Matatala Zakaruya, the Shavya Basis, La Evan Shonosata, because it's a basis. The gourd shell is a basis for the stone that it is carrying, and therefore it would be a problem. So this is the Mishnah. If you look in the Melchamos, and the long Melchamos here, and the other Mefarshim explain, even if, let's say, it is stuck in there, you put the stone in there, and now it weighs it down, and it doesn't come out, so you could use it. So does that mean that it's not muksa at all? Does that mean it's not muksa at all? Or rather, it means that you could use it. It still doesn't have a shame kli. But it's mutter. It's mutter to use. It's possible to use this even though it doesn't have a shame kli, because it is attached to a kli and it has a use for you on Shabbos. Says Rav Asher Weiss in the Minchas Asher in Simen Nun, we have some examples of this idea. Sorry, his formulation is as follows in Simen Nun. Da'av davar she'ein bo toras kli mamish. Even if something is not mamish a kli, mikom akomim hu omeid umiyuchad lahanoas ha'adam b'shimush mesuyam, if it's omeid to be used for a person, for a specific purpose, mot v'taltalo l'tashmisho ha'miyuchad. You could be metatal it for its specific purpose. Ach mikol makom, kivan she'eino b'taras kli, os l'tatal it tzorach acher. Usually, either something's muksa or something's not muksa. He calls this muksa l'mechsa. Sometimes you could have something that's mutter to use for its purpose. It's not like muksa machmas chesron kis, where you only use it for its purpose, and that's a purpose that you're not doing on Shabbos. Here, it's a purpose that you want to do on Shabbos, but it's not a kli. Therefore, we find Haterim in a limited way. He writes, it's not muksa for what it's meant to be used for. That's his yesod. And he says, there are five places where I found this, and this is one of them. This is one of them right here. The stone. The stone does not have a status of a kli, even when it's kashur inside. Pashtus, it doesn't have the status of a kli, and that's why some Rishonim say that it only can be used here, in the pail. If you want to use this pail for something else, you want to put food in the pail and use it to carry things, then you wouldn't be able to do it because it is muksa legabe other usages. It's just not muksa legabe this usage. And we find this in other places as well. Source number two, they're all in Maseches Beitza. Almost. Beitza daf lamed gimel. The Gemara says that if one has a pot on Yontif, one is not allowed to support their pot with a log. That's what the Gemara says. Ein somchin es hakadera bibakas. If I want to support the pot, the pot's cooking and it's a little tilted, I want to support it with a piece of wood, I can't do that. V'chein adelas. Or if a door is bent, I want to put a piece of wood under the door, so I can't do that. Lefi shlo ninu eitzim ela lahasaka. Because the wood is only for hasaka purposes. What could you use the wood for on Yontif? For burning. And here, it's not for burning purposes, that's why it's muksa. Ask the Rishonim 1 second. Understand. If it's usable on Yontif, you could light a fire on Yontif, you could add wood to a fire on Yontif, so why can't you use it? Why is that muksa at all? Ask the Rashba, ask the Shidim Kubetzes. I don't understand. Why wouldn't it be able to be used? So if you look in the Shidim Kubetzes, V'dafka bibakas, l'fi she'ein toras kli ole. It's not a kli, it's a piece of wood. So it's not food, it's not a kli, so it's muksa. But what do you mean it's muksa? You're allowed to use it. Ha'bechol sheish taras kli alav umalat al-heter in yichud ozer oso. If it has a shame kli, then you would never have such a category. But then that begs the question. But if it's not muksa, why should there be any limits? The Rashba asks that as a question. Tamili, kivan sheruyin l'tashmishan, d'hayin alasaka, umutu l'taltalam l'tashmishan, and you're allowed to be metaltalit for this tashmish, l'amalo yitaltalam afilu l'smochaz adeles. Right, why can't you use it? Umayshna, why is it different? Me Efer Shahusak Biyantif from Efer, something burned on Yantif and you created ashes. Damrina Beperakama that we said in the first parak here of Mesachas Beitza back on Davchas, to Koshu Cham, Kivan Sharoy Litzlos Beitza Mudulachazos Bo. Since you can use it for cooking, you can use it for Kisi Adam. Vyahi Rav Amra, the Islay Muksak Rabbi Yehuda. And Rav says that. So therefore, what exactly is the limitation here? Umidochek yeshli lomar. He says maybe bedchika. I could say the shiny hasam sheimotel taltel lashum lasum osa b'makom abeitza. Litzos bo shom abeitza. You're allowed to move that to cook on anywhere. The kivan shekain afu yochol lasis lo osa makom b'makom shadam sham. Avish adam is kasa b'shai roy hu adayin litzos bo abeitza. Because even after you use it, you could still cook in that spot that you did kisi hadam with. But here, if you put it underneath the door, you put it underneath the pot, you can't light it on fire. So he says that's an idea. But then he says later on, lefichach nira, delo nitnu eitzim el al hasaka. What does that mean? Ein rotzo lomar shelo nitan ikar tashmishan el al hasaka. Doesn't mean that that's his ultimate purpose. Elohachi kamar, lo hitirim chachamim, the rabbis only allowed it to be used for hasaka. Demidina asur beim lataltel beim l'shabes beim liyantiv she'ein lohem toar kli ukitzroro sein. It's like pebbles. It's like rocks. Ukedamali rava la bayahasam ela she'tiru chachamim lataltelam lahasaka letzorach ochal nefesh. But the chachamim allowed you to move it and to use it for ochal nefesh. Ulasaka bovan nasnum klomer lasaki tir below the davar achir. So it sounds like that it's mamish muksa, but Chazal allowed you to do it. Rav Asher Weiss in that same piece says he doesn't think that's what the Rashba really means. But Feirish, he thinks it means it's muksa lagabe all other things, but it's not muksa lagabe asaka. I would say it's muksa lagabe asaka, but Chazal allowed you. That's what he assumes. That's what the Rashba really, that's what the Rashba really means. Let me just find the line. He quotes, Ela, because of Kamadrachim, and then he quotes, he says, Ela, le'inyin asaka, she'etzim on la dinok ve'etzim keina muksin. That's what he assumes that the Rashba means. But that is number two, another idea where we see something is semi-muksa, but it's allowed to be used for a specific purpose. Or I go back a couple of dafim. Beitza, daf chafches. Chafches amabes, where the Gemara says about a shpod. One has a spit. Shpod, shetzalu ba. Let me find it. Shpod, shetzalu ba basar. Aslatatul biyantif. If you use a spit, like a branch or a metal piece, shetzalu ba basar, that you roasted meat on, aslatatul biyantif. It becomes muksa. What do you mean it becomes muksa? Why should it become muksa? It's usable. You used it for cooking, for roasting on yantif. So says the tour. What type of shpod are we talking about? Says the tour in Simen Tavkuf Yud Ches, where this is quoted lahalacha, lakach eitz she'eino miyucha l'shpod. That's how the tour understands the Gemara. You find a piece of wood. It's not your regular barbecue spit that you always use. You find a piece of wood that's not miyucha to be the spit. V'tshala, v'tshala babasar, and you roasted meat on it. Az l'taltalo acharkach. That you can't be metaltalo after. She'eno kli. Ela shomto manicha bekeren zavis. You used it for what you used it for, but it's muksa because it's not a kli. And therefore, you could just have to take it and throw it. Because you're allowed to move it away so people don't get hurt on it and don't trip on it. So the Torah says the Gemara means a non-miyuchad shpod. But mashma, if it's a miyuchad shpod, so then you would be. It's not muks, it's a kli. Says the Beis Yosef, quoting from Rabbeinu Yeruchim, Demeyachar she'ino osa maisa kli ela maisa kotz ba'alma. It doesn't have a base key, but what kind of kli is this? It's just like a stick. Lo itira lataltala el tzaragufo. V'chei nira misvar satosus. Says the Beis Yosef, nira midvarav. She'afilu bishpod ameyuchad litzlos by myri. Even if it's a shpod that is normally used, still, you can't use it for other purposes. And you're not going to roast it on it anymore, so you're done. You're done, you can't use it anymore. So again, it's another idea. The Chazon Ish talks about this in Siman Mem Gimel in Hilchos Shabbos. He quotes, Nira Lahachmir, like Rabbi Nir Rucham, that if you don't have any more kavana, you don't have any kavana to use it for anything else, it's muksa. You're allowed to use it to roast on. Example of muksa lemechsa, certain items that don't have a full shame or chalos shame kli, but they're usable, so you're allowed to use it for what they're usable for. But you can't use it for anything else. And the Chazon Ish there says, what about a lulav? What about a lulav after you use your lulav? What about the knife of the for mila? Also other examples that you're allowed to use it for what you need to use it for, but not for outside. Next, Beitza Davches, according to at least one day of there, if you have dirt that was miyuchad for kisi adam, you can't use it for kisui tsoa. Right, those are a couple of days there on daf ches amabe ches in meseches beitza. Right here, machras adam alupasa, that's the discussion of the dirt, whether you could use it for kisui. So again there, you might not be able to. It might be able to be used for A, but not for B. That's Rava on ches amid beis. Ches amid beis. It was offer lachasos botsoa, muta lachasos bot dam sipar. Dam sipar, also lachasos botsoa. Right, different day is there, but why would that be? So again, another example where something can be muksa inherently, but dirt, again, doesn't have any specific shame kli. And therefore, it's a problem. So we have in our Gemara, we have the rock in the pail. In the Gemara, Beitza Lama Gimel, we have a log. Beitza Dav Chavches, we have the Shpod. Beitza Dav Ches, we have dirt. And it could be Lulav and Aravas and others that also don't have a Shem Kli. That would also be a problem. So that is one issue that comes up in this case of Evan Shebek Kruya. But again, let's get back to it. Let's talk about one other issue relating to Basas Ladavar Asa Ladavar Amutter. So we spoke about that in a couple of months ago when we had this sugya. Back on Daf Mem Zayin, we had a shir about Basas Ladavar Ha'as. Certainly spoke there that the rule is that a Basas Ladavar Ha'as, Ladavar Mutter is Mutter. And we spoke about a Chakira then, why is it Mutter? Either it's not a Basas at all, right? If something has a Mutter and Usser items in it, it's not a Basas at all. Or it is a Basas that you're Mutter Latalto, right? That was the Chakira that we had, and we had a couple of Nafkaminas related to that. What if you forgot the heter, you meant to take the heter off, but you forgot taking it off? Or what if you put the iser on, but you had kavana to put the heter on also, but you forgot to put the heter on? So we had all different discussions of Shlomo Zalman in the Shmir Shabbos. But again, that was the discussion that we had then. The Rishonim ask on our Gemara, what about the other case on our daf, not the Evan Shebek Kruya, but the Evan Al Pi Chavis. Evan Al Pi Chavis. So our Gemara says that if I have a rock on top of a barrel, so then that barrel, can it be used? Can it be moved? So the Gemara is Mechali between Shocheach and Meiniach. But if it was Meiniach, if I put a rock on top of a barrel, so then it could become a Basas Davar Aser. Then you can't move even the barrel because the barrel is a Basas. The question is asked by the Achronim, not really by the, actually the Rishonim started, the Meiri. The Meiri asks, but one second, why isn't this a Basas? Why isn't the rock and the wine combined become a Basas Davar Aser Ulu Davar Hamutter? Right, why don't we say that, and therefore you would be able to move the barrel and it's not a problem at all. What's the problem here? Why isn't it a Basas Davar Aser Ulu Davar Hamutter? So the Meiri asks this on Daf Kuf Mem Aleph, the beginning of Perek Notel, and the Meiri says, well, Tirtsuba Sheha Evan Sheal Pi Achavis Achar She'enu Yachal Lahotzi Ochlem El Aderach Piv Memela Nesru. When do we say Basas Davar Aser Davar Mutter is Mutter? That's only if they're next to each other, the Davar Aser item, Davar Mutter item. You could take one out without touching the other one. You could take the Mutter one, you could take the Aser one. They're equally usable. But says the Meiri, if the only way to use the Davar HaMutter is by moving the Davar HaAsur, so then you don't have the heter of Basas Davar Aser Ulu Davar HaMutter. That's the Meiri, and that's also the Ar Sameach. Also the Ar Sameach. Meir Simcha in the Ar Sameach here in Perachav Hei, Halacha Tezvav. The context of the Ar Sameach is talking about food. He says food cannot be a basis. That's why he's bothered that the Gemara talks about if you stick a vegetable in the ground to keep cool. So when you pick it up, as long as the stem is out, you can pick it up, and even though the dirt is going to move. What about buses? What isn't it a buses? So says the Ar Sameach, for emes de lo matzanu, diyehe buses davar aser ala kli. Avo ochel de amru, de kol midi de chazi le inish, lo maksa daite minei. There's never ochel that becomes muksa basis. Lo shayef diyehinasas basis over usser. Below matzana ba'ochel diyehinasa basis. Aye, what about oil? What about it says at the end of Kira, hanach l'ner shemen, nasas basis over usser? Because that oil is not being used as food. That's not being used as food. Right? Nifka shem ochel mimenu b'sha shadolek, v'nasas basis over usser. Aye, and now he talks about our cases. V'gabi eben sha'al pi achavis. Why? In our case, the wine is not becoming a basis. It's not the base for the stone, only the barrel. So then you might say, okay, so why? Now our question. There's no way to get the wine out without the removing the stone. And that's called basas adavar ha'aser. V'kulei basas, the perignotol rak v'kelim v'lo be'ochlin. That is what the Ar Sameach says. And then he says, look in the Ramah, in Shulchan Aruch, in Shin Yud Aleph, in the name of the Kobo, and you'll see that this is MS. That's the Ramah in Sif Ches, in Shin Yud Aleph, where the Shulchan Aruch talks about Tiltum and Atzad. This case, Tiltum and Atzad, Lazarach Davar, Mutter. Moving something min Atzad, meaning not moving the Muksa item directly, but moving it with something else. So that's Mutter. Hilchach, Tznon, Shetaman, Ba'aret, who mixes La Magula. In our case, you have some of the radishes that are, or the vegetables that are sticking out with the stems, Velo Hishrish, Vegamon, is Kavin Lazria, Notlo. Aval bisha ben intilaso mezes afram imkomo, even though some of the dirt is going to move. The aval bisha hosev machlas lachas akarko mutter, and even though it grew a little bit because of the moisture mutter. The afilu inichu sham ibod yom liosham kala shabbos. The ain ba'ochlin mishem basas ladavar ha'aser. That is the Ramah, exactly what the Ar Sameach quotes here. Food cannot become a basas ladavar ha'aser. The Ber Heitev says Klomar to lohaisa kavanaso she ochel mishamish la'afar adarab ha'afar mishamish la'ochel vein chilik vein ochlim lekelim. That's the Magen Avraham says that doesn't really mean that, but again the Or Sameach says that means not what the Magen Avraham says. Oh, it means because it's not meant to serve that. No, period. Food cannot become a basis. That's the Or Sameach. But again, along the way he answers the same way as the Meiri. The reason that this is not a case of basis davar aser davar mutter is because you have to move the davar aser in order to use the davar mutter, and that is a problem. If you look in the Torah Tosefa Shabbos in Simin Shin Tes Sif Yudalet, if you look in the Rebbe Kiva Eger on Daf Kufman Beis, they give another answer. Maybe it's a basis here in our case, the barrel, because the stone is sitting on the edge, on the rim of the barrel. The wine is inside. So maybe the bottom of the barrel is a basas davar hamutter, just the wine. But the rim of the barrel, right, the edge on top, that's what the stone is sitting on, that's a basas davar aser. And that's why it's a problem. V'tzarach lomar, says the Tosefa Shabbos, the sphere lay, the kivan shaha evin munach ala chavios lomala, gavoa mina yayin, mikri basas la evin velo yayin, v'davar chidishu, shlon is barze beferish beposkim. It's a chidish, that's what you have to assume. And then he says, if you look into Levush, it appears lahefa, because Levush dafka uses a lashon, dimhiniach evin bemezid al kli reikon, kigon api chavis, mikri bat davar aser. The Levush seems to say that, though, no, when it says chavis, it means an empty barrel. That's why it's not a basel davar aser, davar mutter. According to Levush, it sounds like if there's wine in there, wouldn't be a problem. But it's against Rashi and others. Rashi says here, the second Rashi on the Gemara, ha evin api achavis, vutzrach li tomen ayayin, shebesocha, you want to get the wine out. The Rashi, there's wine in there. So it's hard to say that it's dafka about an empty barrel. Says that Tosefa Shabbos, maybe what the Levush means is like what we just said, that is on the rim. Mashba dim'ena chavis, the Tzorach Lomar, to the cause of a Levush, kli reikon kavanaso shu reikon milamala. Shein shum davar heter munach ala milamala. Avo mashba b'so chavis lo ichpa alon kedivir Rashi v'hu dochek. Again, he knows that's difficult, but that's what he suggests. But either way, so either, number one, the Me'iri, the Ar Sameach, because you have to use the davar, move the davar aser, it's not a basas davar aser davar mutter. The Tosefa Shabbos, Rebbe Kiva Eger, it's a basas for the edge. It's a basas for the edge, and maybe that's even what the Levush means. The Beis Meir, another one of the Achronim says, on Daf Kufman Beis, maybe against the Ar Sameach, maybe the wine becomes a basas to the Evan, because the stone is meant to be Meshamish. The stone is meant to guard the wine, and maybe that makes it into a basas. To guard it, so dirt doesn't get in and that the smell doesn't go out. right? The wine is a basis to the Even as well. Again, that's against the Rishonim that say what's servicing what. Remember, we had the case back in the in Bamet Tomnin. We had the case of the wool around the pot. So the Rishonim asked, why isn't the pot cover, why isn't that a basis for the muksa wool on top of it? So some Rishonim say, no, but the wool is servicing the pot cover. And by basis, you don't just look at physical, what's on top of the other, but what's servicing. So here too, that would be against this base mayor. Here, clearly the rock is servicing the wine. And therefore, you can't say that the wine becomes a basis for the rock. Okay, either way, we spoke about muksa lachatzon, and a little again about basis, l'davar asa, l'davar amutar.